Vermont is known for its iconic dairy cows, but in one particular pasture in Reading, the cows look a bit different. They're smaller and more stout, and they sport short, curved horns. These Randall cattle are Vermont's only known heritage breed and were specifically bred to survive the state's hilly landscape in tough winters. The breed nearly died out several decades ago and was down to just 15 remaining animals. VPR's Kathleen Masterson visited a farm in Reading that is raising Randall cattle.
Eric Johnson, the farm manager at the Newhall Farm, walks down to a fenced-in pasture where about 20 cows are contentedly grazing. The animals are white with either black or brown speckles. This is the brood cow herd, mothers that are calving and one bull.
This is a little calf that is probably 3 weeks old or a month old. And then there's another new one in here that's only 3 days old.
When you look at these cattle, it reminds you of the old 1700s paintings. They have a primitive type that predates when we selected divergently for beef or dairy.
That's Joe Emenheiser, a livestock specialist with the University of Vermont Extension. He says today's cows are bred for efficiency, milk cows for very prolific milk production, and beef cattle to bulk up quickly. But centuries ago, the Randall cattle were bred to be an all-purpose animal, a meat and dairy and draft animal that could fend for itself in Vermont's hilly pastures. The cows watch us closely, but let us walk through the herd. Several are curious enough to give the microphone a sniff.
Yeah, they're just curious.
But farm manager Johnson says they weren't always this friendly. When the farm first acquired some Randall cows about 6 years ago, the animals were nearly feral. They wouldn't let a human near them. They eat weeds, berries, and whatever they can find. They're bred to survive Vermont's tough winters.
You know, we've had bears go through the pastures and try to take calves, and the cows will run them away. They're not shy about chasing people off.
A watchful mom is nothing to mess with, but the bull has also been circling us as we talk in the pasture. Johnson claps at him several times.
So is he challenging us here?
Yeah, he's posturing. He's just letting you know that it's his pasture, and I'm keeping an eye on him, so he won't be mean, but you never turn your back on him.
But for all their fierce survival instinct, the cows nearly died out in the 1980s. The heritage breed lived for over 100 years on the Randall family farm in Sunderland. But when Everett Randall died in 1986, the animals no longer had a home. But a tiny blurb in a farm journal describing the plight of the Randall cattle caught the attention of Cynthia Creech, who lived all the way down in Tennessee. Creech got herself a copy of the full article.
And that included photographs, and when I saw them, I just thought they were beautiful.
Then she read how if these animals became extinct, we'd lose a part of American agricultural heritage.
It just spoke to me, and I thought, well, we just can't let that happen.
So Creech cut a deal with the animal's new owners and sent a driver to bring the herd down to Tennessee. Creech says when the only remaining 15 animals arrived, they were in terrible condition. They were skinny and covered in lice. But Creech began caring for them, and the cows bounced back.
They just knew how to do what a cow needed to do without literally any interference from me, except, of course, they had to be fed hay in the winter.
Then, about 6 years ago, the herd had grown fairly large, and Creech asked the Newhall farm if they'd be interested in a few animals. And so the cows came back to Vermont. Ted Fondalis runs the Newhall farm, and he says they have a strict agreement with Creech not to sell the animals or breed them with other cows.
And so we're in two different modes. We're in the preservation mode, which is to keep the species going. And then as far as meat, it's very limited. Maybe we'll do one or two animals a year at this point.
Fondalis says because the cows are bred for multiple purposes, for dairy, meat, and draft animals, they aren't particularly efficient for any one marketable product. But the Randall cattle are a good fit for veal production, in part because they're smaller and it takes years for them to bulk up. Unlike some veal, where the animal is force-fed rich food indoors, these cows are grass-fed on pasture.
What we're doing is trying to work with a few restaurants and hotels and educate the chef and the staff to try to realize that this is what it is.
The market isn't there yet, but Emenheiser says for some small farms, Randall cattle are as or more efficient than modern breeds.
For example, you couldn't put a Holstein cow with a calf out in this environment and ask it to raise a veal calf that's going to, number one, survive, let alone produce the same product.
Fondalis says for the animal to survive, it needs a productive role in modern Vermont agriculture.
I mean, really, in the end, how you preserve the breed is to give it a job.
And so far, back in their homeland in Vermont, the Randall cattle are doing their job quite well. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.